Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week on the internet, a bunch of Huffington Post readers were very angry about me because of a tweet I sent about months ago about kids at weddings, and they put it in one of their articles.
Oh,
fucking hell. Just won't stop. Just go away.
This came back on you.
Yeah, it's come back again. I had Australians, and now it's all these Huffington Post readers.
What was the tweet?
I just said, if you invite me to your wedding and it says no kids, you are, in my opinion, the best. Yeah. Because I don't want to have to take my kids to a wedding. They don't like the wedding. They want to do other stuff. Anyway.
It really ticked people off. It
really has. Anyway, if this is your first time.
I refuse to talk until I've been introduced. Oh,
the professional. If this is your first time listening to the podcast.
Which ironically doesn't mean this.
What I do, I get four very funny people and quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest, he holds the record for the most amount of wins ever in this game. Okay. Plus this puts him this episode now puts you tied with the most appearances as well on 11. Can you please welcome Dhul Jayasinghe?
Yay!
That says that I do listen to my friends and I'm a comedy nerd. That's why I know I get all the answers correct. But also it shows how needy I am, that I am always available whenever any podcast needs me. Let me know, Timmy, or whoever that other guest is. If you need any guests for your podcast, very available.
I don't have one.
Can you create one? Just go. Yeah.
The only comic who doesn't. Our next guest shares his name with the band booker for the Curtain Hotel here in Melbourne. Can you please welcome from the Grub podcast, it's Ben Russell.
Hello, and big shout out to my big boy Ben Russell. You're doing a great job at the Curtain. It's a great pub.
It is a good pub.
I love it.
I don't know what bands they book, but I'm sure.
I saw wrestling. I saw
I want to get into the Melbourne wrestling.
It's kind of fun because they swear and they drop C-bombs and stuff like that in the commentary. And that, like, the commentary.
Oh, that means it's cool.
Yeah, well, it just means that. Cowabunga, dude.
They swear. That's crazy.
Well, they don't swear in WWE, but it's just fun to see the Aussie twang getting in
it. It was just the fun, the way that you said it.
This is why the other Ben Russell is in love.
Stupid.
Also joining us is a comedian who today, it is her birthday.
Oh, it's me.
And she's celebrating by doing my podcast. So I'm very sorry, Eve. This is how you're celebrating your birthday. But welcome back to the podcast. It's Eve Ellenbogen. Yay!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray! Am I supposed to say hooray when people say no? I witness.
You just do whatever you want. It's your birthday.
I think that is one of the worst bits of anxiety, which is what do you do when people are singing happy birthday to you? It's no fun. I really dislike it.
I just scream, shut up! No!
I wonder how people sing to me in Hebrew, which I didn't know that that was what they were singing. I just knew I knew the song.
Yep.
So I joined in, and then everybody surrounded me, and I was singing to myself. And that was, it was nice, but.
Was this today?
Yeah.
We all sang in
this
Hebrew.
This was you guys a minute ago.
And finally is a man who shares his name with the marketing manager of 7-Eleven in Texas.
Yes.
Howdy.
Thank God.
Can you please welcome the captain of the greatest touch football team in the land, Huey's Heroes. It is Tim Hewitt. Yay.
Yes, thank you. Yes.
You do have a touch football team and your number one rival.
Well, I wouldn't say they wouldn't call us rivals because they seem to kill us. But, they are Sri Lankan and I don't know.
What are they called? The Lankan Lions?
The Lanka Lions, yeah. I don't know if growing up you ate all their food, but they're a lot smaller and a lot faster than Dhul. they're very good. Anyway, it's another big loss.
I feel like I want to come and support you guys, but then I worry that if you're playing the Lankan Lions, there's a little part of me that has to support the
yeah,
boys.
Yeah,
oh, it's getting their heads.
You gotta
the Lankan Lions. Oh, I can start heckling them in Singhalese.
Oh, well, saying
and
that,
say your mom's a whore, whatever those classic lines that we say in Sri Lanka all the time.
That's good stuff. One of our players' girlfriends, Zach, who's been on this podcast probably.
The girlfriend's name is Gazak.
She's Sri Lankan, and the last time she played, she was telling us everything they were saying, which is pretty good. And there was a guy that was so little. He was maybe 5 foot flat and just this little nugget. And she was saying they're just the whole time calling him Tiny in Sri Lankan. Really? Yeah. Just this poor kid's nickname.
Chuta or Pudde. Yeah. One of those two. Yeah.
All right. Our first game tonight is called Social Me Media. We'll orate status updates by the four of you. You have to tell me who you think wrote it. Your names are your buzzers. You can't buzz in for your own. You get a point if you get it right. A point to the person who wrote the tweet if you're incorrect. First one is this one. Every comedy scene in Australia gives it a crack, but Perth always goes above and beyond for the most insane. Eve. Because you listened to
well,
the
I said Dill.
Yeah, you got to wait to the end of the
you
question.
You didn't say that?
No, but the listeners, look, you know, you've Dill, done you it enough times.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Yes, Eve, my apologies.
I'm going to say Tim.
You are correct. It's your birthday. Yes, you get a point. Yes.
The only one that
Thank you.
It's true.
Be patient.
It is true. A truly psycho scene.
Ben Russell, you might be classified as originally Perth.
Yeah, grew up in Perth. And
are you part of the Perth scene?
I haven't been in the Perth. Oh, I don't live there, do I?
But did you ever do comedy there?
Yeah, big time.
So you've been part of the Perth scene.
Yeah, yeah. But it was very different.
I.
It was not as crazy.
It doesn't want to be associated.
Some alumni or alumnus of Perth is like Claire Hooper, Xavier Michaelides, you know, Mike Goldstein. Some pretty, pretty amazing people. What do you. Tim Minchin?
You've just said four people who have left, okay? So, because when I first went there to Perth, the first gig I did there was like 10 acts on. 8 of them were all doing characters, and that character was a bogan. That was the entire night. It was the only one who wasn't was Luke Longley's brother, who was the MC.
Sam Longley.
He was great.
Fabulous man.
Yeah.
Perth is good, but it's just at the moment, I don't know. Everyone left, and then just
Mad Max in there. The people that are left behind are just don't have any kind of control as to what
they're
doing.
Wait for them to fire up because someone will find this and be furious.
Oh, I'm going to be there.
Can't wait to be in some Perth comedy hub on Facebook.
You thought the Huffington Post blowback was back.
there's no defense to it. Like, they are hands down the biggest pack of absolute cunts.
Well, I'll be there June 7th and June 8th. I'll be there at the Comedy Lounge.
I was there recently. Thank
one
you for having
sued.
Me.
Yeah. One sued another.
Probably what the crux of my tweet was.
Let's move this on. Yeah. Okay, question two. Watching my Uber that's 5 minutes away spin in the same spot for 12 minutes is undoing a year's worth of meditation.
Eve.
Ben.
Yes, Eve.
Dill.
Yes, you are correct. Another point there for Eve. Yes.
Oh, Ben's not doing very well.
Birthday girl. This is just
oh,
charity.
You're just taking away wins.
I don't want you to feel happy today.
Thank you. That ignited joy in me because I'm like, I'm going to fucking feel happy and you can eat it. You can eat a dick. Your happy birthday to me.
Well, you know what? I'm off carbs, so dick would be yum right now.
It's my birthday.
That's Eve, by the way, who said it. Just
That's not. I wouldn't be like, it's my birthday. I'm like, what am I like? It's my birthday. I really go for it.
One
That's
time
my
in the idea. Middle, this is a little bit digressive. I'm sorry, but one time in the middle of filming a TV show,
Someone's doing well.
A woman stood up from the cabaret seating and went, "It's my birthday," and everyone just went, "What? What do we do?"
Yeah. Is she like she just remembered mid filming?
The wildest
thing. Holy shit! It's my birthday.
Wait,
this was
me, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'll never forgive you.
Question.
No one watched that show.
Question three. You guys, I'm pretty sure I'm the voice of my generation.
Dill.
Yes, Dill.
Eve.
Yes, you are correct. A point there for Dill. Yes.
You know what gave it away? Your frown face going, ooh, who could it be? Your poker face is horrendous.
just for the record, that was me quoting from Girls. Hannah Hovath, is that her last name? That's the first episode. I don't actually think I'm the voice of my... I mean, I do, but she said it first.
Yeah.
So I you know, it's not vain.
Yeah. Can you be the voice of your generation if you copied that line from someone else?
Of a different generation.
She's younger than me. I think. Lena Dunham.
But there's going to be different voices for different generations.
And I am the voice of mine. Which is a little bit ahead of you, Ben, because you're not 35 until next month.
So. No, but we're still part of the same generation.
Well, I don't know.
Which is, embarrassing for me as well, you know?
I can't hear you because you're just a bit below me. I don't understand what you're saying.
It's my birthday.
It's my birthday.
Next question. If you have ever signed or started a petition mad about pop culture, you obviously suck.
Eve.
Unless that petition is get me on a TV show or similar.
Dill.
Yes, Dill. He waited. He waited.
I said it again. You go.
Ben Russell?
No, that was Tim Hewitt. Tim.
Suck shit.
Idiot.
Suck shit,
mate.
I was going to say Tim. Yeah, no.
Why am I the villain?
Infuriating. It's my birthday.
An infuriating week on Twitter.
In terms of Game of Thrones?
Oh, that and then what? What else did they want to remake? There's a few of them going.
The elections? They want to remake that?
Yeah, yeah. That TV show, The Election. Yeah, a lot of whinging on Twitter. Shut up.
It's been pretty bad. Yeah.
It's non-creative people saying, like, going, you should do this better. And you're like, you have absolutely no idea what even goes into it.
That's why I thought this was more yours. I feel like you had a similar. Yeah, you had a similar vibe in terms of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I'm a angry man at
the fan. Like 1.8 million fans have signed a petition to ask HBO to redo it. I'm like, fuck off. Learn to consume art correctly. Yeah. You're not going to like everything you want.
I almost hate the one I think I was more mad about was people getting really mad about Robert Pattinson
as Batman.
Batman. And it's like, well. What, you're already preemptively furious? Like, shut up.
People were, speaking of Batman, people were upset that Heath Ledger was Joker. And
exactly.
It changed their tune on that.
People need to understand that no one gives a fuck what they say or think. Like,
except for us right now on this podcast. Huh?
Yeah, that's right. Well, even then, you know.
Speaking of Game of Thrones, next tweet. Game of Thrones fans have surpassed Star Wars fans as the worst ever nerds.
Deal.
I heard Dill first.
Ben Russell.
Yes, you are correct. Yes.
That was a famous tweet.
Yeah.
It was one of the famous ones.
Are you a fan of both series, Ben Russell?
Lesser degree. Yeah, I am. I guess I would say I'm not. I don't really like what Star Wars is at the moment, but I don't.
Well, inclusive multicultural characters.
No.
You know, that's what you're not a fan of those. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
That's basically what I'm saying.
Oh, gotcha.
No.
Right, next question, please.
It's not just the stories.
Someone put up something yesterday, which was the ideology of a fan. It goes, I love this. I discovered this. I own this. I'm angry at this. I hate this. I want to destroy this. That's like the six steps you go through in fandom.
That's spot on.
I feel like I own this level of this, my fandom of this podcast. I feel like this is now mine, and you guys are fucking it up by not answering.
Well, poor Josh can't get a word in.
Honestly, you can fucking have it. I am so over this. No, not this. No. Edit that out.
I want to destroy this.
Next question. Northbridge locals scare me.
Dill.
Eve.
Yes, Dill.
Fuck you. Sorry.
Yes, Dill.
Ben Russell.
It was you dipshit. No points there. Yeah.
I was going to say that sounds like me.
You just had a big run. You had a love heart sweat mark on your shirt, and I took out the run bit and just kept the
Yeah. Because you have the problem of me not tweeting that often.
Yeah.
And that I do a lot of Instagram and pictures, though, because I'm very much into myself. And, hang on, Twitter is the same thing. You're into your words. I'm into my face.
Yeah.
And we could put you guys, all four of you can attest to that when
does
we
– lose all his points for this?
We had Ben Russell's dog who's in the studio with us, 50, lovely 50. And as soon as I got 50, all I wanted to do was a selfie. So
and
wait for it to pop up
and
on
then
Instagram.
You made me choose which one made you look more handsome.
Yeah. A day in the life
as a heterosexual who's into men, I'm just quoting you.
Yeah. Yes.
Which one makes me look more fuckable? And I was like,
now you misquoted me.
You didn't say fuckable. You said...
Now, see, this is why we have conversations before the record button.
Everything is content.
All right. Eve hates blacks.
Question 8. A young Lib behind me is talking with baby boomers about how Labor just take from the rich.
Eve.
Meanwhile, keeps getting a call from his mum and telling her to keep circling the car park and wait for him.
Ben.
Yes, Eve.
Tim.
Yes, you are correct. It was Tim.
I was going to go Tim then. I need to get on the board.
Yeah.
It's all right.
No, it's all right, Maddie. There's a long game ahead.
It was very funny.
That lineup, lining up to vote, you hear the best conversations.
Oh, and it was like the lamest bit was him and these two boomers became friends in the line. I had to wait 20 minutes with this fucking cunt and these two boomers. And the best bit of the whole thing was one of the boomers, she was like, Oh, and they're going about climate change. Hello, it still rains, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I was like, well, checkmate, you got us there.
Mayday mists.
I saw a flyer who was handing out flyers saying, sick of politics, sick of politics. And I wanted to know, well, this was in line to vote. And I actually wanted to see what he was on about. But what stopped me was this guy who was charging past of him, knocking back all the flyers. And he heard sick of, he goes, you know what? I am sick of politics. Just like the only thing that was missing was his top hat. He goes, I am sick of politics.
It was actually Dil flooring for his show next year. Get in early, guys.
Dil breaker or something like that.
Dil doesn't have to flower anymore for you.
No.
Hey, Edinburgh, different story.
Oh, okay. All right, next question. Tetherball, motherfuckers.
Eve.
Yes, Eve.
Ben Russell.
No, that was you, Eve. You wrote that.
Fucking fuck.
After last time you were on this podcast,
are people losing points for
this? No, you just don't get points.
All right, just because you have nothing.
I know, I want to.
We talked about totem tennis.
I forgot about that.
And then you're like, it's tetherball, motherfuckers.
So wait, it can be, because that was a post in the threat. It wasn't a public post. It's
social media.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about these rules, you know?
It's all there.
I agree with you, though. It is tetherball.
No, tetherball's the bigger ball. It's like you kick it.
Ugh.
Totem tennis is like a small tennis ball.
You don't kick it. You hit it.
No, you hit it with your hand.
But it's a bigger ball, though.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, maybe this question will get back on site.
Anyway, I loved that quote. That was a really good one.
That was a great one, Eve.
Question 10. I love farts.
Eve.
Yes, Eve.
Dil.
No, that was Ben Russell. He's on the board.
That's my fucking brand, dude.
that's
on the board.
That's your only point. I'm just putting you down to your
but,
face.
Yeah. But at least he got point. It for a good tweet.
A good toot.
Yeah. I took some true intelligence and wit to win that one.
At the end of that round, the scores are Ben on 1 point.
Yes.
Tim on 1 point. Yes. Eve on 2 points. In the lead on 3 points. No, Dil on 2 points. In the lead on 3 points. It's Eve Ellen Bogan.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. When you got that wrong, I was going to cut a bitch. I was like, listen.
This is the problem with this booking. There's one American I can deal with, but two of them, two. Not happy. I feel like
I forgot that you're American.
Never forget. Yeah.
Never. Yeah, you don't. I forget that you're American because your accent's
I will
not.
Take that American. As actually a. Great compliment.
Yeah, I'm not in.
How's your Aussie? The, are you getting
it's
close
really
to it?
Really bad, and I can't do it.
Do you want to have a crack?
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, nah.
Tim, you do a lot of characters on stage. Do you have accents that you do?
Yeah, mate.
Do an Indian one with a wobble.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
I got heaps of them, mate.
The world, all
voices that Josh definitely wants on his podcast.
I actually have a great Indian, but I can never... Yeah, I can never show anyone.
Okay, am I allowed? Because my mom's Indian. I give you permission for it?
Yeah, not right now.
No, no, no.
Behind closed doors.
But according to Eve, we can just talk about anything.
No, that's incorrect. She's wrong.
Listen, there are no secrets.
All right. This round is called Holiday, It Would Be So Great. Now, we've all had holidays. Some of them great. Some of them not so great. And today we're talking about a holiday that Eve took that included backpacking around Scotland. But what happened that caused a weird interaction with the desk clerk?
Okay.
Was it A?
At
the accommodation she was staying with. She was staying at a backpacker's. She and her friends were laughing so hard that Eve pissed her pants. She went to the laundry to wash her pants, only to discover that the guests were not allowed to use it. So Eve had to ask the dude at the desk if he could wash her pissy pants for her. Was it B? She checked in late and got into the dorm. As she pulled the sheets back, it looked like they were smeared with shit. Mm. She went down to the desk clerk, told him, and he came up to change the sheets. When he got in the room, though, he sniffed at the sheets and said, nah, that's not feces, that's just fake tan, and left without changing the sheets.
Oh.
Or was it B? I mean C. As they were checking in, the guy at the front desk was clearly very ill. As he took their money, he opened the register and with perfect timing just vomited into the till. Eve was cool about not getting her change off him. A, B, or C. You can ask her as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, she wants you to get it wrong so she gets your points.
Where were you again?
Scotland.
I fucked that round up because I was just looking at Eve's reactions to try and read, and then I would realize I wasn't listening to any of them. I know there was piss, shit, and vomit.
You can ask a question.
Yeah, it's piss.
See which one
piss,
she knows about Eve.
Piss, shit, and vomit.
The Holy Trinity.
All the greats. I would like to ask if you laughed so hard you pissed yourself, what was the joke that you told?
Right question.
Yeah. I assume you were laughing at your own joke, not someone else's.
You know her well.
I don't know what you're talking about, and it's my birthday.
Yeah, what was the guy? What was the joke?
So? I coughed and spat something out and then laughed so hard I fell over peeing.
Right. Fuck, you're a good audience member. Yeah,
yeah. All right. What'd you say, what?
You're a good audience member.
And the second one was someone vomited into what? What was the second?
Third one was somebody, he vomited into the till.
And what were you trying to get out of the till?
I wasn't trying to, I was giving him money and then he puked into the till because he was a drunk.
Were you expecting change from the money? Is it not?
Yeah. And I actually waited around to get the change.
You got the change in the end.
Did you wash it off?
I mean, I had them, you know, they gave it to me later, but I just wasn't going to give up money.
What a Jew.
Exactly.
Well, glad I didn't say it.
Really, really stereotyping.
So goodbye, Perth.
Put yourself
goodbye
in that situation.
So the
what hotel was it?
Yeah,
it was backpacking in Scotland. So it was a hostel.
Okay.
Whereabouts in Scotland?
In the Isle of Skye.
I went there last year. It was awesome.
Yeah.
When was it? When did you go?
When I was 20, because I was studying abroad.
Do you go with friends?
Yes.
Intercontinental.
Something's not checking out here. Sorry, I'm really
amazed. Wait a minute.
What did you do?
I thought we were.
What did you do after he left without changing the sheets?
Oh, you know me. What do you think I did?
Complained.
Yes.
I'd like to see your manager.
I'm an American.
I know my rights, okay?
I'm American. It's Jewish. I'm like, listen, motherfucker. Yeah, but we've been through this before.
Voice, can I?
So it was someone had shat in the bed?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
It looked like shit.
It was smeared. It looked like shit. The room didn't smell good.
It didn't, but I couldn't tell.
I don't know. I couldn't tell if it was shit, but yes, I ate shit off of you.
Wait, enough about your show last night.
I crushed. Go fuck yourself. I ate the shitty sheets. That's exactly what I would do.
No. So, and you went and complained to the manager. And how quickly did they replace everything?
Oh, well, after that, they wouldn't change it. And then I think they gave me a sheet. I think they gave me a sheet and I changed it myself.
Cool. Yeah. That wasn't about your story. It was about that's a fucked place.
Yeah, well.
One star. I'm giving you one star on TripAdvisor.
It was before the days of rating accommodation.
Yeah.
2007. 2004. 2004.
15 years ago. The maths just check out. I think I have my answer.
What do you think, Dilok?
Yeah, I've got my answer.
I'm going to go with bed shitter.
Bed shitter.
Number two.
So, no, that was B. The guy sniffed the sheets and said that's fake.
I'm going to go with B as well.
B for Ben. Tim.
Well, I was thinking I was going to go B because I think Scotland, fake tan, 04.
Mm.
But I like to fucking play like a maverick, so I'm going to say he's spewed in the till.
You spewed in the till. I can say that you are all incorrect. The correct answer was A.
A, pissed.
She pissed her pants. So 3 points.
Wow. Right.
Well done.
I used to pee my pants from laughing all the time, and it was always at my own jokes. Tim knows me well.
Yeah. I knew straight away.
And that was exactly what happened. I said something that I found fucking hilarious. I laughed. Something flew out of my throat, which was disgusting. My best friends were visiting me from home. It was really gross.
What and was I, like a food? Like,
it was like phlegm. I was I just like cough laughed. Something flew out. My friends looked at me disgusted and I fell over laughing so hard I pissed myself. I was like almost crying because I think I only had like one pair of pants or two pairs, and I was like, no, what am I gonna do? And so then I tried to wash it myself and the guy was like, oh, you can't use the laundry, and I'm like, fuck. So I had to wear the pants in the shower.
Right.
As though I pretended that I had my period.
Did you argue with him that he's saying, hey, dude, I need the laundry?
No, I was like way too humiliated to try to kick up a fuss.
Excuse me, sir.
No, he did it for me.
I pissed my pants.
He did it for me. So I wore the pants in the shower, got them super wet, and then gave them to him in a bag and was like, can you wash this? And I'm sure he must have thought, oh, she got her period.
Yeah.
He would never think, oh, this 20-year-old woman pissed herself.
Yeah. Like, your friends would be like, oh my God, that's disgusting. She did some phlegm. And then it's like, no, she's pissed her pants.
Oh, but those are
that's
my,
worse.
Those are my childhood friends. They knew me very well. But at some point, not long after that, I decided, it was very hard, I decided never to pee my pants ever again.
Have you done
not? I have not. And the way that I do it is I've never laughed as hard as I did. I swear to God, I cut the laughter off at a certain point. And
the
then
joy,
it's,
though.
Yeah, I know. My life has never been as good, but at
so
least
you feel
I have
like
friends.
You're capping your joy at that point of.
I know I am. There's a point when I get to when I'm laughing. And I just go, okay, pull it back. But before I'd be like, just let myself go. And now I'm like, I have to, one day I'd like to meet someone, you know, I can't be pissing myself.
I've not pissed my pants as an adult, but I have pissed on my pants. I was driving and there was nowhere to stop and I really needed to piss. There was an empty bottle, or there wasn't an empty bottle. I poured the rest of it and tried to piss in the bottle as I was driving and it just didn't work.
But that's like,
here's a newsflash for
good
you,
effort,
kid.
Though.
You pissed yourself.
But no, I said I didn't piss in my pants though. I just pissed on my pants.
But pissed, how many of you guys have pissed your pants while drunk?
Me.
I have multiple times.
Yeah. All of you.
I have I've done that in my sleep, but I've also done that once when I was stumbling drunk home. Ooh. And I was really drunk and I was busting, but I'm like, I'm nearly home. And then at some point I just started coughing and the cough, just the
triggered.
One
yeah.
big, ugh,
yeah.
just somehow triggered was like, you know, I would say maybe more than three times.
See, mine's better. At least I was having fun.
Yeah. No, mine was all depressing.
At the end of the round, the scores are Tim still on 1 point, Ben still on 1 point, yes. Deal still on 2 points, but in the lead now on 6 points,
Woo!
It's Eve, Ellen, Bo.
Do I get three? Because
you got three. You got all
oh
their points.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
All right.
It was worth it to pee.
This round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah, the one phrase
yeah,
you can say.
Yeah, Nah, Yeah.
Yeah. Each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. A lie, you say nah. A point if you get correctly. A point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So to Eve, last year, Dilruk ran a half marathon where during the run, he chose people ahead of him and made up backstories about these strangers to motivate himself to pass them. One of these people, though, kept on overtaking him, and Dill really needed to fart, so he made sure he got in front of this guy before he dropped his guts. Yeah or nah?
Look at the serious face. Yeah.
You can ask
some questions.
Oh.
No, it feels like you.
Where was the half marathon?
In Melbourne. It was the Melbourne Marathon Festival.
What had you eaten that day?
I carb loaded the day before. I had a lot of pasta. I had three pastas the day before. And then in the morning, I had a peanut butter sandwich with banana slices in there.
What, give me an example of a story you made up about somebody on the run.
Peanut butter slices.
Wait,
the
wait, what?
Talented.
You can't do the head.
That's racist.
What
you're
are you
a
doing
bigot.
Here?
I was doing John Travolta.
As Dilruk Jaisinghe? Wow, so he does Gotti and he goes, all right, I nailed that character. Now I got to make obscure comedian
Travolta. Travolta's big break.
Say my parents are from Sri Lanka and I miss them.
My parents are from Sri Lanka and I miss them.
All right, so give me an example of a backstory.
Oh, it would be so-and-so cheated on her partner and, you know, she's not a good person and I try and beat them because of that.
Why did you correct to her from his?
Just he's or her, whoever at that moment.
What are you, like, woke?
Yeah, women can cheat too, guys. It's 2019.
I've got to pass they, them.
What an ally.
If there was a tattoo that looked a little more aggressive than they like needed to be, I always assume they're racist. And I'm like, this person doesn't want me in this country, so fuck them.
Dale's like, oh, I reckon that swastika might be a bit aggressive.
A swastika is a sign of like some sort of religious symbol in Sri
Buddhist
Lanka.
Yeah, backwards. When it's well, not backwards. It is backwards. It makes
Ben
the
knows more about your culture than you do. Okay, because he's white.
Is that your culture?
Well, he said in Sri Lanka.
Sorry. Pardon me.
I'm racist. Okay. It's very hard because you are a sociopath.
I've done the test and I'm not. Apparently I'm just really up my own ass.
All right. I want to say nah, but I'm going to say fuck. Your eyes narrowed just a little bit and I'm like, what does it mean? What does it mean?
What do you think? Yeah or nah?
Fuck it.
What?
Nah.
Nah? You are correct. It was
yes!
Nah.
Oh!
You didn't guff.
Everything was right except the fart, though, right?
Yeah.
No, actually, none of it's right. Yeah. I did run the Melbourne half marathon, 21Ks. Mm-hmm. I did have to find motivation. Is going to give you a better example of why I might be a sociopath. Is that I pulled out my podcast Fitbit and started listening to my own podcast.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah. Why are you saying this out loud?
Yeah, seriously, it's like jerking off
faster so you can turn it off.
Stop.
It's like jerking off to one of your sets.
Never tell anyone else.
It's in my comedy festival show. Every night I tell that story.
And did you have peanut butter and banana for...
That's true as well.
Right. That sounded like a lie to me.
No, that one's true. And because it was weird that I found motivation from listening to a fat version of myself, like 30 kilos heavier, going, true. Oh, that guy has no idea that in 10 months he's going to be doing half a marathon. Mm. Look at me now. Like kind of vibe.
I guess that's good. That's good.
I think more importantly, I got it right. Anyway,
So to deal. When Tim was a young man on schoolies, he had a girl back in his room when all of a sudden the cops came into the apartment that he was staying in.
Yeah or no?
That's it. That's the whole story.
Tim's a good-looking boy. I can imagine that he was on schoolies.
But you asked some questions.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can imagine him on schoolies.
I
never has a man looked more like he's
yelling off some stories.
Schoolies is a state of mind, my man.
Best thing about schoolies, girls, is. come on. Yeah. T-Russ, that was gross, man. I can't believe you said that in your voice.
Where were you having schoolies?
At the Moroccan, which is a hotel on the Gold Coast.
If this hotel is Moroccan, don't come and knock.
They showed a bit more respect.
Okay, so you would have been 19 or whatever?
No, 17 still.
17? So you underage drinking?
Yeah.
Naughty boy.
Dad gave me a permission slab of 4X golds.
Oof. Good dad. Not bad. Good dad.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
And who was this girl?
Oh... Hannah. Hannah.
Montana.
Hannah.
Okay.
First
fair.
Little girlfriend.
Girlfriend or like hook up on the night?
Yeah, no, sort of a girlfriend. Yeah. Girlfriend, yeah.
So you're with Hannah at that time. Hannah. And why did the cops come in?
Mm.
The cops came in.
Sorry.
The cops came in because I was in the room.
What were you doing?
You were too sexual.
No. Yeah. The orgasms were too loud.
No, everyone froze. There's too much sexual energy coming out of me.
We've got a class A horny boy here.
I will say
that I did not lose my virginity on schoolies, so they might have been.
Had you done roots before that?
No.
Had you done roots?
So that's probably why I was in there.
So this was the first time?
Oh, no, we didn't even have sex. It was just
cops came in.
Just in the room.
Canoodling. But yeah.
Some heavy petting.
Some heavy petting, but no.
Some heavy. That's somehow way worse than
heavy petting. Have you not heard heavy petting? I've heard heavy petting a lot.
Heavy petting used to be always at the pool on a sign, no heavy petting. And I had to ask my mom, what does heavy petting mean?
No, it said that on the sign.
Yeah.
Don't finger in the pool, please. No fingering in the pool.
Stop touching that boy, Stiffy.
No jerking off someone in the pool. Thanks.
So heavy petting, no penetration.
No.
Jesus.
Yeah, I guess not.
No penno.
Was there any, to use the technical term, dry humping?
Oh yeah.
What about a dry gene on gene action?
What did the cops come in? I'm not trying to be. I'm not. Came in. No, I'm stopping to try. I'm actually genuinely not.
I think
gross.
Ben might be a creep in disguise.
Cops came in. I didn't know. They busted in and they were like, someone has thrown something off this balcony.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Sperm.
Was it me?
Yeah. A big old guy.
Who was it?
What was it?
I think it was a...
Sorry, I'm involved.
No, I like it.
From what I pled innocent and didn't know what was going on, but I think it was a ciggy or something like that.
Oh, my God, you were such a rebel. It's crazy.
They busted in or they knocked?
They knocked a lot and I was choosing to ignore it because, you know, bigger things on the brain, brother. And then they came, the manager guy opened it up.
Oh, right. Okay. And then you were in a lewd act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have pants on or no pants on?
Pants on.
What
year?
This is 08.
08.
Did you go back into it after they left or?
Tully.
No. As in back into the nature of.
I think that scared straight. Killed the vibe.
Yeah, right.
It'd be no good if that was like, it actually. Now you can only come if the cops burst into the room. That's your.
Yeah. Oh, I heard that.
He's got the TV show Cops in the background.
I have a little siren on the bedside table. Oh, babe. Wee, wee, wee. Blue and red light.
I got a 187.
What do you reckon, Bill? Yeah or no?
And I reckon that sounds legit.
You're going to say yeah?
I'm going to say yes.
You are correct. That was yes.
Yeah.
Well done.
Wow. So that would have been fucking frightening. Did you feel like there was anything that might have been you? Like, as in, did you have drugs on you or anything like that?
No, but you're immediately like, oh, my God. I've got some Bundaberg rums in the fridge and the cops are coming to get me. And the fucking cunt who let him in, he was his manager of this place. And
Moroccan.
Ferrari. Yeah, the Ferrari with the number plate Sin City. And he's this prick that wore Ed Hardy everywhere.
Gold Coast.
And a rat's tail. And the whole time he's like, I've got my eyes on you, boys. He's a terrifying guy.
Gross.
But
Sin City.
Yes, yeah, Sin City.
So to Tim, now when Ben was in primary school, he joined the cricket team. In one game, the ball came flying at him and he dropped the catch. The next ball then also came flying at him and Ben also dropped that catch.
Mm.
For the rest of the match, Ben sat down in the outfield and just cried. Yeah or nah?
That's now, yeah?
This was yesterday.
That's your comfort dog you're holding.
Ask me some quays.
I will ask you some questions. what year? How old were you at this time?
It was Hammersley, Kareen, it must have been like under 12s, maybe. No, 13s or something like that. Yep. I was a youngin'. I was a young boy.
Mm. Is this your first year of ever playing cricket?
Second year. My dad was assistant coach the first year, and then he was coach this year.
Oh, no.
So it was really trying.
Yeah.
And I just wasn't. I should have. The problem, we look back on it, and I've got two different prescriptions for my eyes.
Mm.
So I had shit depth perception as a kid.
What do you
and
mean
we just thought I was an uncoordinate. So I've got like an pretty bad astigmatism in one eye and then just like a -1 or -2 on the other for short-sightedness.
Right.
And we're playing with a cricket ball or a Kanga cricket ball?
Cricket ball.
Cricket ball. Yeah, and cricket that coming out. I remember being petrified playing
I was just terrified of him because I had shit depth perception. I couldn't figure out what was going on. So
did your old man blow up?
No. He was sad. It was it was one of many long disappointments that I've been able to give him.
What's his most recent disappointment in you?
Just
you.
This podcast.
this very episode.
He's more a fan of the grub.
Yeah. I was never, but I was a good night watchman. So that's I would good. Just stay in. Yeah. I was in a lower order and I would just stay in and not get out and let the strikers strike, you know.
Strikers.
So I was a pretty good batter and I was an okay pace bowler.
Yep.
But I was a shit fielder.
I just love to hear about cricket.
Yeah.
What do you reckon, Tim?
I will say no.
You are incorrect. It was yeah.
Wow. I reckon I would have gone no as well.
I would have gone no, yeah.
Why?
Because it was like weird.
I think when you said striker,
that threw me off. Yeah, striker, and I'm a good batter. Who's a batter, mate? It's not baseball. You're a batsman. Right?
Sorry.
Fuck off to where you came from.
All right.
I see.
I was taught cricket by an American man.
You were going to say, isn't your dad American?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I thought you were lying.
Yeah, right.
Because why would your dad coach cricket?
Right. Because he was trying to
integrate
in the society.
Yeah.
It was legitimately his thing.
Yes, right.
He was like, I'm going to teach my kids how to do this sport that I have no understanding.
To Ben. Now, when Eve was in high school, she once started a rogue debating team to take on the actual school's debating team because she believed it was all nepotism and thought that her and her friends would be better. They challenged them to a debate one lunchtime where the official debating team absolutely trounced them. To this day, Eve says it's still one of the most embarrassing moments of her life.
Debating. Oh, he also was a debater.
Oh, my God. I mean, we had, like, a lot in common.
It's my birthday. So you thought that the nepotism was involved in the official debating team
it was just,
selection?
It was all people putting their people on the team, and I thought, that's not fucking fair. And
is that nepotism, though? I don't know if it is.
Well, it's cronyism. I call it nepotism. But anyway, that's I like to, you know, we live in a Trump America.
So walk me through. That's true. That's true. We do live in a Trump America.
Yeah. Well, I guess we don't, but.
No. We do. It's your birthday. We do whatever you want. So you were like, this is bullshit.
Yeah, basically it was, I mean, there were some people, it was like older siblings putting their younger siblings on it, but most of it was just like a popularity contest thing. And while I'm not saying I didn't have friends, but I just thought, all right, not everybody was like a loser, Dill. He's like, you're like me. I'm not.
It's a birthday.
Yeah, it's
a birthday. Got a big saucer of milk in
it. Ironically, it's the day she was born is the day I kill myself.
I've always wanted one, but not. No, please don't.
A sacrifice
just in my honor.
13, 11, 14. A life. Yeah.
But no, I just I
for Eve.
I just I don't like that shit. You know.
Okay. What people?
I just think. Like no. Yeah. Sort of kind of. But I guess I just was like, as if I'm not the best fucking debater in the school.
Okay, so what was the debate? What was the subject? Do you remember?
A lot of it was politics, which is what I studied in uni.
But it was one particular topic, that debate? Or?
Oh, that debate?
Yeah, that debate that you got fucked up.
The one that there were, it was different subjects of the same, or the different aspects of the same topic. And the topic, because was about, what the fuck was it about?
Whether you're a good debater or not?
You can't see, but I'm giving him a dirty look.
they actually felt it, I reckon. They definitely felt it.
It was a political debate. It was right when George W. Bush was elected. So we were debating Gore versus Bush.
Okay. Yeah, right.
And it was political aspects of their campaigns.
Why was it so embarrassing? Last question.
Well, because I fought so hard to like get this whole thing together. Mm. And then I was... not very good. But that's only because they had been debating on the debate team and I hadn't learned how to debate the way that they had.
You weren't as good as them.
Listen.
Seems like someone's better debated today.
I was deprived of certain opportunities, you know, being a young white Jewish girl.
You're so other people. Brave.
This in Trump's America, we don't care.
People
this
said she'd never make it to 35, but she did it.
What do you think, Ben?
I'm gonna say yeah, just for fuck of it.
You are incorrect. It was all a lie. Nah, point there for Eve.
You got me with George Bush.
Yeah, and well, I actually checked out. I have debated about George Bush and stuff like that, but mostly when I was high in college, which is uni to you people.
What pro or against? What were we?
What do you think?
Pro,
massive pro. Okay, at the end of this round, the scores are Ben still on 1 point, Tim still on 1 point, Dill on 3 points, but in the lead now on 8 points. It's Eve Ellen Bogan. Yes.
Am I
right. Yeah, you do.
Sorry,
right.
You said three at the top.
You're pulling away from the pack.
No, I mean, we're all people, you know, and we all just do our best.
All right, so true. This is birthday. Our final round. Okay. I'm going to get out of here in time so I can look after my kids.
Oh, sorry. We didn't know that.
No, it's fine. It's fine. That's why I was rushing the start. I just thought I'd say that to the listener so I don't get people tweeting at me going, hey, why are you so fast? That's why. All right. This round is called Who.
Is that
Who
your
Who.
Excuse for Speaks and Specs as well?
Why yeah, are you so that's fast? It. That's it. My kids. I was doing the Dave O'Neill. Kids are in the car. Okay, this round is called Who. In this round, I'll read out a bunch of questions about all of you. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzer. You get a point if you get right. A point off if you get wrong. Only round you can lose points. Okay, question one. I also can't buzz in for your own
Wait,
ones.
What was the last one about lose points?
You lose points if you get it wrong.
This is the only one that you lose points
in. Yeah. All right. Okay, who here as a kid used to have a fantasy that they'd be in the newspaper with their hair braided?
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Dill.
No, that was Eve. Eve, so a point off Ben there.
When did I...
When you said you wanted to be the president
you're
and you'd
hard
be doing
to play
oh,
this.
I told you that from last time.
Yeah, splits with your hair braided.
She
yeah.
buzzed in for her own question.
She's done it.
And she didn't get it faster.
And she looked at Ben going, when did I say that? It's like...
Well, it felt like it was a you question.
I thought it was
a you
question.
I've had my hair braided.
No, just like to get into the newspaper.
Wow. No, I did that quite early. I got that done.
Why? Because
I'm
so
shocked.
Dog.
I'm shocked at how honest I was.
Question two. Who gave themselves permanent eye damage as a kid when they pointed a laser pointer right into their eyes?
Tim.
Yes, Tim.
Ben.
No, that was Dilruk. Point off Tim there.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's true. In around 13 or 12 or something, someone brought a laser pointer into class and they were like, oh, yeah, this is really fun, but make sure you don't look at it because it's bad for you. I'm like, fuck off. I'll do what I want. And I put it in and now I'm blinder in my right eye so I can't watch 3D movies properly. The only reason I even got glasses was in 2009 because Avatar came out and I wanted to see what the movies in the way the James Cameron intended.
That's funny.
James Cameron and God.
Question three. Who just recently passed a kidney stone?
Tim.
Yes, Tim.
Ben Russell.
You are correct. He has a point there for Tim.
I did, and it was painful.
How recent?
Cannot imagine.
Last week.
Are you serious? Wow. Yeah. Oh, you poor bugger. I've heard it's like up there with
mine
some of the worst
small.
Pains.
And they, thank
you. Small kidney
I've got a small kidney stone. But what you think it's going to be it passing through your dick hole. But that's not actually, because mine was quite small. I've got
dick
a
hole?
Huge dick hole.
Yeah. God.
That didn't hurt as much. It was the, when it was passing between the kidney and the bladder. That was some pretty fucking crazy
pain. How long did it last?
All night.
Oh, my God.
I woke up in the morning and I thought that I'd slept wrong because my back, lower back started just like was spasming.
Mm.
I was like, oh, that's a bit. And then it just slowly got worse throughout the day until it was just a constant just cramp. It was like you had this massive kind of like cramp and it just cramped up. Yeah, it was good.
Do you just have to drink lots of water?
Yeah, they don't really know what it's caused. I think it's because I haven't been drinking as much water as I probably should. So hence why there's a massive
bottle.
Water. So I'm just going nuts on it.
Question four. Who recently had a pizza delivered to their house where the delivery person carried the box vertically so the whole thing was just a fucked up mess?
Tim.
You are correct, yes. Point there for Ben, yes.
You jumped in before the question was finished. I just want to point out. Dills. Tim.
I did give it enough room and then he said it.
One of the most sickening and horrific things I've
That's
ever
crazy.
Seen.
It looked
it's
disgusting.
Crazy. It was fucked. It was my housemate's pizza, yeah.
But it's worse than that kidney stone thing.
That is more painful than the kidney stone.
Just my man holding it like it's a briefcase. I couldn't get the image out of my head.
What did he think he was delivering? Did it look like he
might? I don't know.
How did you, is there feedback? You can get that person fired because that's not Trump's America.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not Trump's America.
I'm sure she did complain, and I am so averse to ever complaining about anything. But
did you call your girlfriend or your housemate?
No, we got a housemate. Or
something. Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, no, dude. I don't want these cool listeners. No one I'm taking. Gotta be a playboy.
You heard my Moroccan Gold Coast stories.
Next question. Who as a child spent a day and a half of their holiday with a stick impaled in their foot because the on-site medic was too scared to remove it?
Eve.
Yes, Eve.
Dill.
No, that was Ben. Point off, Eve, there.
I was down at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. Ooh. I was like fucking around in the Colorado River and I heard a snap. And then I lifted my foot up from the cold water and there was a fucking stick going through it.
I should have known that was an American thing.
Yeah. But that's so funny.
Phantom Ranch, it was beautiful down there.
They work in the Grand Canyon and they're like, this is the worst thing that we could possibly see, a stick in a foot. Dealing with a mangled corpse that's falling into the Grand Canyon.
It was, for some reason, the main dude wasn't there and it was just this new dude. He was nice.
What do you mean the main dude? Like
the doctor.
Yeah.
That's what I call doctors.
Yeah, the main dude.
I need the biggest dog in the hospital, please.
Is there a main dude in the airplane?
My wife's water broke. Is there a main dude?
Is there a main dude in the crowd tonight?
Next question. Who here used to be pen pals with Carl Barron?
Tim.
Yes, Tim.
Oh. Dill, probably.
No, it was Eve.
Eve buzzed. He gave you a guinea.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I met him in Ireland when I was 23.
Yeah. And this is before you'd started comedy.
I worked at a comedy festival selling tickets when I was 23. And then we hit it off. But I mean, wow. I didn't know he was that famous.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, as soon as I started doing stand-up and I was living in Korea, I was 29, and I emailed him and was like, because he would always change his email address and then email me and be like, I changed it to this. And then after that, I was like, I started doing Korea, and I think I'm not Korea. I'm stand-up, and I'm moving to Australia. Never heard from him again. And different address, email address now, so, you know.
So, Carl, if you're listening, and I know you're a big fan of the podcast, back to Eve.
Come on, Carl. Yeah, Carl.
Carl, yeah. All right, next question. Who here is scared of dogs after being bitten by one as a kid?
Eve.
Ben.
Yes, Eve.
Deal.
Yes, it is.
He
yes,
gave it away.
Yeah.
But he saw my
before the podcast, though.
Fuck, yeah. I did too. But it was more like I didn't realize it. I forgot I told you that literally at some point.
Well, I didn't know a dog was going to be in the room as you entered. So, yeah.
Damn
it.
We got a pod dog, by the way.
Stop talking about dogs.
There's a pod dog in here.
Gifted this one to her.
It's her birthday.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
All right, and our final question for the game. Who here had another comedian just wear their jacket on stage without asking them and then posed for photos with audience members in the said jacket after the show?
Eve.
Yes, Eve.
It has to be Tim.
It was Tim. And the comic was Tim.
I didn't know where there was a Tim.
Well, who was I the one? Yeah, the way you framed, because I knew the answer.
I said, who had another comedian wear their jacket?
I could have got that point.
I'll let you have it so you're on. Wait. You're not in the negative, babe.
So it was
me. I borrowed
Tim's jacket.
So Tim basically was rocking this. Is that the same denim jacket?
We discussed it.
So it was so great because I thought the jacket looked really cool. I'm like, oh, maybe it's time for me to get into denim jackets. And then Tim took the jacket off just before I was backing out, like announced by the MC. And I'm like, oh, new free jacket. So I just chucked the denim jacket on and I did my spot for 15 minutes. And then afterwards, given that I'm very popular, there'll be people taking photos with me. So there was no time for me to take the jacket. You took the photos?
Yeah, I was taking the photos. And he's like, looks good, right?
It just cucked you.
Yeah. I mean, it's depressing in so many ways. The fact that Dill fits into jackets of mine really, really makes me think.
It is.
Oh, man, that's so funny because it was like a war of attrition just then. I'm like, I can't answer it. Why is he not answering? I can't answer it.
It's wild stuff, dude. Just wear someone's clothes on stage.
I just wanted to see how it felt, and it felt good. I asked you where you got it from. I had a bunch of fun.
Me and Dill are going to be the denim jacket boys.
Have you got a denim jacket now?
Digi boys.
Not yet, because, I do think I felt like it was a good look for me. I think I'm ready. Yeah, I think I'm ready for denim.
Double denim?
Maybe.
I reckon you're ready for leather, dude.
Oh, I have had You've fake leather. I've got some leather.
Yeah, let's go real.
Come on.
Go.
Sri Lankan dude not having a leather jacket. Like not being able to breathe.
Is that what the Lankan lions show up in their leather jackets? Like John Travolta in Greece. It's come full circle. Hey.
At the end of the game, the scores are Tim Hewitt on 0 points.
Yes, baby. Yeah.
Last one.
Yes.
Ben Russell on 1 point.
Thank you.
Duruk Jay Sinner on 3 points. But our winner, the birthday lady on 9 points, is Eve Ellen Bogan.
9 points.
Hip hip.
Happy birthday.
Go, Eve. It's your birthday. They're going to party like it's your birthday.
Now, because you win, you get to promote whatever you want to promote first. People can follow you on Instagram, Facebook.
Page. Oh, I was like, I don't have a show. My Instagram is Eve Elbow.
Yep.
That's
and if you're in Melbourne, go and see Eve do comedy.
Yeah,
very
really
funny stand-up comedian.
Very funny stand-up comedian.
Thank
horrible
you,
human
boys.
Being, but a cracking stand-up comedian.
Very difficult.
Yes, that's true.
Dear Rook, you've got Fitbit and an
I got my
show?
Podcast Fitbit with Ben Lomas, and we talk about how we lost 35 kilos or whatever it is, and
whatever it was.
And I also have my Edinburgh show's just gone on sale. It is called Cheat Days. I'll be there in Edinburgh. So any Edinburgh listener, we had some Don't You Know Home Pod listeners come to the show last year. And I would love to see you back with a brand new hour about me losing 35 kilos in 6 months.
Go see Duruk. Ben Russell.
My name's Ben Russell. And
do it in your Indian accent. Do it in your Indian accent.
Follow me on Twitter at Ben Russells. Also, The Grub Podcast is a very good podcast.
That was Dill.
That was awesome.
Benny Russell. Jesus, man.
And
I do it with Anne Edmonds and Greg Loss.
Excuse me, I'm trying to plug something here.
Stop being racist then.
Little Scamps on YouTube. Look up Little Scamps. Me and Xavier Michaelides doing our thing.
Filmed in this very studio.
In this very studio.
Tim Hewitt.
Yep. Please check out one of my new comedy or newish comedy rooms, Cooper's Inn.
Yes, where scene, you can see
the scene of the Faithful Denim Jacket incident. It's on Friday nights. Plenty of Don't You Know Who I Am guests. Yep. Coming up all the time.
All the time.
And my touch football team, Huey's Heroes, on Facebook.
Check absolutely that out. Follow them. That is the highlight of my Monday morning. Thank I check you. Oh, Tuesday morning because you play on the Monday. It is very, very good.
It's nice that you've managed to turn your losing into something that
brings something poetic.
Yeah. I've got mad cardio on me. Is that enough for me to try and play to play with you guys?
You have to go through the Langoliers visa, and then we might scout you.
Can I add one more? Because your birthday.
Everything just died for us.
Just died.
I can still hear you.
Okay, cool.
You can tell me.
Yep.
Fantastic piece. It's actually working?
It's working. Yeah.
One interesting piece of information I just got was that I complained about an Uber ride that I was charged too much for, and they said no and whatever, and I sent a second email before this podcast, and I just got $11.63
wow.
refunded.
Classic,
so I just,
classic Jew move.
Happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Or a Jew.
Thank you for playing Juba. Until next time. Bye.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.